Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there is no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault, because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Everybody, I am so happy to be back on here just vibing through these interviews. I'm here at Rivera, and we got a lot to talk about, and by a lot, I'm exaggerating. But seriously, I am really excited, to be doing this. And actually, laugh. I actually had a Discord all along, and that was really my fault not checking. So that's really taught me a lesson to check, Discord before anything else. So, anyway, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you for inviting me and having me here.
Definitely, definitely. And we just got a lot to dig deep into. Obviously, I wanted to talk about this remix that you did for Jacqueline Dani Time. So I wanted to firstly say congratulations on
Thank you,
this
thank you.
release. Definitely. So I wanted to kind of ask about how this remix come to be. How did you three end up working together, and how do you feel now that this is out?
Well, actually, the remix came alive because they make a remix competition. And, I found out, quite late. So I joined, but I didn't have, enough time to make something probably good enough for the competition. So I just submit something, and then I didn't win in anything, but I sent a DM to Jackal anyways, and I say hey, look, this is the remix, and you're the remix of competition and everything. So he send it to me, and I'll check it out. So I just send it to him. He sent it to Danny, and they just said to me well, it's cool. You can just upload it to YouTube and SoundCloud, and that will be good for us. And I was like, okay, cool. So that's how I ended up doing the remix for them.
Oh, wow! That's crazy. That's crazy. I guess it was really fate, I guess. I totally get about the whole time management and that kind of aim. But overall, though, I am very happy that you guys did get this remix going. It was released a day ago, so this was released yesterday. So y'all, if you guys haven't got a chance to check it out, y'all make sure you do. It's I only listened, to be honest with you, I only listened to 30 seconds of it only because of time, because I've been very busy today. So,
I can imagine.
right. So the first 30 seconds in, I was already vibing to it. So, thanks for that.
No, thanks to you. It's a really different style of what I usually make, so I just went a little more aggressive, I think, on this record in particular.
More aggressive. And I wanted to actually ask about that, because it's a great segue. I actually wanted to ask, what is your typical style, actually, making music? What is your whole music process, and what's your style of music that you typically, do?
Well, that's a great question, 'cause I usually don't say I have one particular style, 'cause you will see me jumping around a lot of styles in general. But Usually it's under like some house thing, like electro house, tech house, future house, deep house, melodic house, like all these type of different house style genre. But because like when I start to make music, I start with progressive house. They use like more festival-ish songs. And now I'm in a really chill vibe, songs more like sentimentals or like something that you usually don't hear on festivals probably, but you will just vibe on it on your headphones or something like that. And this year I start to make more tech house because, of course, because the genre also pop out, but also because I really like it. Like I really enjoy dance to the tech house on the clubs or on the festivals.
Oh, what fun. That's really fun music. So you're literally dancing all the time. I see you, okay.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm Mexican, so probably that's why I also love dancing.
Nice. I don't usually interview people from that country, so that's really sick. I actually do want to... That's actually one of the countries that I do want to visit, actually. And that's actually on my bucket list too. That's one of the countries that I do want to visit before I turn 30. I have a before I turn 30 list, and like going there is like definitely on that list.
Definitely do it. Definitely something that I really recommend.
Sick. And speaking about that, how is the music industry? How's the music scene where you're at? And has music always been, part of your life?
Well, if you're asking Mexico, it's different because I don't live in Mexico. I live in Stockholm, but I'm from Mexico. So I could talk from both sides and how the difference are. Because when I started to make music, I was living in Mexico, and electronic music, I mean, it's well received. Like the fan base in Mexico for EDM is great, and you could see it with a lot of artists like Steve Aoki or Dimitri Vegas, like Mike or Benny Benassi or something, like artists of that style. They love going to Mexico because of the fan base. But as a upcoming artist, it is quite difficult to make a big hit in Mexico producing EDM. Because even though it's well-received, like, not so many people support. Well, now they do, but when I started, it was 2014. It was more difficult. So you could see, like, the scene for upcoming artists were more different style of music, different genre than EDM artists, because everyone just see them as, like, okay, you're just a DJ, so you don't really make music or anything like that. So it was quite difficult to start to make contacts or being here by the record labels or being played by other different DJs.
Oh, I see. And that makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, 2014, 2015, 2016, I mean, those earlier times, it was hard to make a hit or to even be recognized. So that I...
Yeah, and I think EDM was just like... wasn't as famous as it is now. Like, it was big, but not how it is now.
Yeah, that's very valid. And I feel like that was like every genre that was, you know, struggling time, you know, during those early times. So, you know, definitely I feel that for sure. But I'm glad at least now that it's, you know, music is more out there, you know. So I'm glad that...
Yeah. It is more like accessible for everyone to, and it's easier to reach people. That's great for making on this industry.
Definitely, absolutely, for sure. And speaking about this, about the industry, going back to you know, your method of, you know, songs. What is your biggest challenges whenever you're making songs or, you know, in the music, you know, process or dealing with people in the industry? Like, what is your biggest challenge that you've ever faced?
Well, for making music, like producing, like production wise, it's always come with something that makes you feel something. Because Of course, when you finish a song, then you have to start a new one. And it is always, at least for my side, it's like if I want to make something, I always want to make something that feel or connect in some way. So that's quite difficult sometimes to finish the song and move to another one. But of course, if you're, let's say you're making a deep house song that was like really sentimental with a really nice vocal, and then you start to make a tech house song or something like this, it's quite difficult to jump to that state of feeling of when you're just feeling emotional and then start to create something that was usually like dancing and happy festival. So start to like reboot those feelings. So that's usually what makes me more take time during making songs. It's like waiting for that process where I like the song enough to keep going on it, because if it doesn't make me feel anything, I will definitely not do any. I will just move to another cut. What's the point?
I feel that for sure, definitely. And I'm glad to mention that, because that's really something that I feel like should be more emphasized, that you do have to feel. You do have to have a lot of feeling whenever it comes to the music process, or just really, you know, getting music up together. Like, you know, definitely, I feel most artists feel the way you do. Like, they have to feel it, or they won't enjoy it or make it at all. So,
exactly. Because, and it's not just like, I mean, of course, not all the songs will make you cry, will not make you have chills or something like that. That's perfect, but it's, as long as I make you feel happy, make you want to dance, make you want to move your head, like something like it moves your body, and then you can say like, okay, this is good. Because I mean, first, when you're making a song, it's for you, and of course, if it connects with you, it will connect with other people.
Definitely, 100%. And this is a perfect segue into connecting, because I wanted to, first of all, I want to ask about your artist name. Because I find it ironic, and forgive me for saying why, because Rivera, at least in my experience, you know, whatever meaning people, they are usually, they're usually either Mexico, or they're usually people of that variation. But I want to know from you, where did your name come from, and why'd you pick it?
Well, Rivera is a project that I start like 2 years, almost 3 years now, and it comes from my last name. I just add another V, but it is my last name. But before Rivera, I had like two different names. So I started as TBR. They was my combination of one of my nicknames and my two last names. Then I moved to, I had like, it wasn't a group, so it was just me and another friend. We make a group called Mess, and we did a few songs and one big hit, and then we just start to work in different styles, and then that's how I start to make the project Rivera. So I just choose my last name because he was releasing. Not really anyone had the name, so I took it.
Nice, and I was shocked to be honest that no one else had it. I would have thought, considering that it's a very popular last name, I would have thought, you know, somebody had it.
Me too. Actually, when I start to look for out, like, because, you know, like when you create a name or you search for a name, because you always have to make sure that no one had it, then they didn't. They have some River or there's like, I don't know, Rivera, but one V, or Rivera double A at the end, or but nothing like Rivera with double B. So I was like, well, now there is,
right? And honestly, you're the perfect person to have that artist name, to be honest. I love that it corresponds to with your actual real last name. It's very rare to find people who actually use parts of their real name as part of you know, their identity, and, you know, picking a name and such. So that, I'm really happy to hear that you decided, you know, to have it based on you and based on your last name, and just, again, based on you. So that's really great.
Yeah. Well, it's also because, I mean, because music, as we say before, like, because music is more accessible for everyone now. there's so many names already taken, so you gotta be really creative to go with something new. So I just got lucky with my lane.
Very, very lucky. I mean, yeah, that's the other, you know, small part of choosing a name. I mean, yeah, you do have to be creative. You gotta find one. You gotta look so much into just, like, picking, you know, the one that fits you. So, I mean, yeah, I feel that for sure, definitely.
Yeah, actually, there's a big producer and DJ, Sam Felt. I don't know if you hear from him, but he tweeted like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, something like it. Like, if you're starting music and you don't know the name, just grab your name and search for a German last name and it would work.
That is crazy. I have never heard that. But, wow. I mean, now...
But I mean, it makes sense.
It really does. Now I want to see if someone actually does it. They actually have done that. Now I want to know.
He did that.
Oh, he did. Oh.
Like, his name, I think, is Sam. But Felt is just a random German last name that he took, and it sounds good with his name. But.
That is crazy. Wow. I never would have guessed to do that with the last name. With picking one. That's actually really good. Wow. Huh.
Yeah, it is really nice.
And if I have known that, I would have called my show something else.
No, but it's good. It's good. I like the name. Wrap it out. Thanks. It's cool.
Thank you. You're too kind. God. And I definitely... Who is your photographer? Your profile picture on Instagram, it's a really fire picture. Who's your photographer?
Thank you. And actually, that photo, it's from a music video that I did from my song Older. It was released on TBD with the Austin Crimers record label. And he's a good friend of mine. Like, I grew up with him. Not with him literally, but like, he's my closest friend, one of my two closest friends. And he's been like photographer for like 15 years, something like that. So every time I go to town or something like that, we always try to shoot something. And I mean, as if you can see in the picture, like, he never disappoints.
Nice. Well, give him props for me.
And it's either him or me.
Oh, so I see you dabble in that too. That's awesome. That's awesome.
At this point, you gotta do everything.
Man, I wish I could comment, but you are not wrong. You are not wrong at all. And speaking about your long experience in the music industry, like, I'm sure you know that there's a lot of, you know, up and coming, you know, producers and musicians that's, you know, coming, and that they're on their ways, to the big time, as they say. What would you tell them? What advice would you give to those new people coming up?
I will definitely just tell them that don't worry about the numbers, because that's something I learned from experience, and. Because, like, sadly, like, the social media make everything now about numbers, but not just, like, music numbers. Like, your social media have to grow, and, like, from, I don't know, like, last 2 years, we have been kind of just tell that if you want to make as music producer, you have to do everything, as I said before, but, like, you have to grow your socials, and you have to have, like, thousands and millions of followers on Instagram, TikTok, or something. When it's like, of course it helps if you can make it, but usually people who go that way in some point, because they just do it because they want to the big numbers, they lost themselves in a way that either they stop making music or they stop prioritizing music. So often I see it's like, okay, maybe they're getting a few more likes, but it's been like a year since they didn't release any song. Or all the songs they are doing, they're not like quite in the level. They're just like, okay, it's not the point of it. So the advice will be just don't worry of the numbers. If you like make content, that's perfect because it's fun. Like, I do like making content. I do like make the fool of myself. So it's for me, it's, I enjoy it. And it's a great way to, when I'm not making music, I make content on Instagram or something like that because it's funny. But if you don't like it, doing it, or you don't like being in front of camera, just don't do it and focus on the music and something will come. Because at the end of the day, it's if you make great music, you just have to be patient and the things will come for you.
Very, very nice. And I definitely agree with you 100%. And that's proof you've been in the industry for a while. You had a lot to say about the industry and very, very, very valid points. Very, very valid. So, thanks. That hit me hard too. I'm gonna take a minute to recover from that. And because you've been in the producer game for a while, I wanna know your whole process when it comes to making beats. I am very curious to know what kind of plugins you use, what equipment you use. I wanna know the inside. Process of, making beats and, producing.
Usually I start just playing the piano. I just start to play some chords in the piano till I found something that I like, a chord progression that I can feel like will work something on it. And I'd record let's say 8 bars of a chord progression, and then I start to do a melody, but just in piano, and from that I start to make the rest of the song. So it's like, okay, now that I have more or less the structure of how the song or how I would like it to sound, I start to imagine in my head, is when I start to change the sound. So I start to put some basses, I start to put some melody, and usually I always go with Serum. I've been stuck with Serum for 2 years because I think it does pretty much everything. And for mixing master, I'll just go with Waves and Fab Filters usually. And of course, I have a few others, but it depends of the song and what I'm mixing is which one I choose. But for producing, I just go with Serum and for most of everything except the pianos. But yeah, it's usually playing the piano, messing around, find some melody, and then I start to make the song around that. Or if I have a vocal, of course, I'll start to make the song around the vocal.
Now, I find it interesting that you do start with the piano. Is that you want to start with playing the piano, or you find it the most beneficial when, you're starting to, the production process?
For me, it's easy, and actually, because of my friends, I also make music. There's, of course, people who play instruments, not usually it's either of people who play piano for start to making music, or they're starting acoustic guitar, because those two are just the usually standard for composition. It's just easy to create a start melody and start progression, and after that you can work on it. And I choose piano because I love it since I was kid. Classic music is something that I really enjoy since I was probably 11, and that's when I start to try to learn, and I did. And sadly, I stopped playing the piano for years, so my piano skills are rusted, but I can manage myself to create something.
Well, that's cool. I love the piano. I love the sound of it. I've always loved it. So I'm glad that you start off, the beats with actually playing it. I'm definitely gonna listen to your music a lot more now that I know that you start with the piano. It's one of my favorite instruments also. So it's awesome that you start out that. So that's cool. That's awesome.
And usually I always try to include some piano. Sometimes it's really subtle that you can barely hear it, but I will say 98% of my songs have a piano on it.
Oh. Interesting. that's a really nice direction, though. Piano's a really nice taste. It's a really nice touch, so major props, much respect. And I want to ask this too, because we're in April, and of course, you know, we are kicking off the year. You know, what are some of the things that you know, want to accomplish this year? And this could be, you know, music, or it could be really anything, but what are you looking forward to accomplishing, and what are your goals for this new year?
My goals are definitely, like, releasing more music than last year. Like, I think last year I just did, like, 16 songs. So this year I'm aiming for more. Like, I want to release more music. I have a lot of music just waiting there. Sometimes it's not even my fault, but every time, like, you have to wait for, like, record deals to tell you when they're, like, the schedule, when they have time and everything. So sometimes they take process, but I think it's just going to be releasing more songs and keep doing this. Like, my main goal is just never stop making music.
So you're well on your way. And honestly, I don't want you to stop either. I definitely, you know, one more hits, definitely. I definitely have enjoyed some of the music that I listened to well beforehand. And, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to a lot more in the future, definitely. You are very talented, or else I wouldn't have asked you. I definitely...
Thanks.
I'm so excited for all that to happen. So, you know, I'll be stalking your Instagram. I'm just kidding. That's good. That's lame. But seriously, though, I'll be in your radar. So,
Thank you.
Absolutely, for sure. Absolutely. Definitely. And congrats also. A couple weeks ago, you also released a song called Ola Ola, which I also want to shout out to, because that was also your most recent solo song. So I definitely want to get into that song, because I was like, oh, wow. And then I also love the cover.
Yeah, the cover was really nice. Like, that was the second attempt. Like, the first one was a bit different. So, like, I just suggest, like, if we could change it, and the second option definitely went for it, and it was like, yep, that's the one. It's really, really catchy. Love the colors. And thank you for
that. Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I wanted to point out, because it is your recent solo project, and I do want to kind of ask about where the whole song process with this particular track. I want to ask about the whole process of making it. You know, why'd you pick the name Ola Ola? And, you know, the whole process of making it. And how do you feel now that it's, you know, out and everybody can, you know, listen to it and enjoy it?
Well, the song, actually, I started like a year ago. It was when I made it. And I made it for another reason. I don't even remember, because it was there, like a full project without the vocals. And one day I just opened the project. I was like, okay, I completely forgot. So I just opened it. And I was like, oh, this, I think it was for like, I tried to make a remix of a song and I didn't like it. So I just deleted everything, but just keep the main, the main drop. So I was like, okay, I like it. So, and then I heard like this crazy good vocal with Spanish, the Spanish Ola lyrics, but it was like a really slow version. It was like a 90 BPM, so I was like, okay, what if I just stretch it to 124, the song Ola Ola, and it worked perfectly, and it was so catchy. I just kept working, and I finished it, and I really, really, really like it. So I was like, okay, I definitely need to release this. So I sent it to Reload Music. It's a record label in Italy that works with Sony Music, and they say yes, and we just plan like when we'll be releasing, and there he is now, and I am really, really like it, because I just like the lyrics, like it's really like catchy and make you dance. And also because I speak Spanish, you know, it's always fun to have your a little bit of your own language
definitely,
in a song.
Definitely. And yeah, that song rocks, to be honest. I don't usually listen to music like that, but it definitely rocked with me, so thanks for making it. Really. And I want to ask this opinion question because, you know, I thought she does. So, would you ever consider doing reggaeton music, you know, like Bad Bunny and J Balvin kind of music in the future? Like, would you, like, what do you think about making music like that?
Oh, of course. Like, I mean, not for my project, probably, or because I don't think my project Rivera fits good in reggaeton. But I would love to make a, like, I love music in general. Like, even if someone comes and say, like, you want to make salsa song, I'll be like, definitely, I could give it a try. So if there's a good artist that wants to me to make a reggaeton, I don't even know why would they want that. But if they ask me, I will definitely do my best and do it. Because, I mean, at the end, it's just music and love making it. So I will never say no. And I like reggaeton. So, and of course, if my bunny say it, I will definitely...
Really? So if he messages you on Instagram and he's like, you want to do a song, you know, you're definitely going to jump on it?
I will definitely try to put it as Rivera project because it will be a big hit for me.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm not going to say he's the king of reggaeton, but he's like one of the best.
Right now he is, I think.
Definitely.
It's kind of hard saying king because, of course, there's like a few massive and legends artists like behind him, and they actually make the way so reggaeton will be accepted in this industry. But right now, he's the biggest reggaeton artist.
100%.
I will say, like, personal
100%,
opinion, of
definitely,
course.
Definitely, for sure. And another thing that I wanted to ask about was, of course, I wanted to ask about YouTube tutorials, because I saw this really, and I'm not stalking your Instagram right now, I actually study Instagram posts. I remember you posted, a few days ago, you posted about YouTube tutorials, so I did want to kind of ask about that. Now, to clarify, do you make them, or, you know, or do you want to make them someday later, or do you just watch them?
I don't really make like YouTube videos, like tutorials or something. I do like shorts and TikToks or Instagram reels. And usually it's more about like little advice or little tips for, of course, usually upcoming artists or what they should do, how they should send a demo, what they shouldn't do with a demo, or probably like, and a little bit of like pep talk so they will not give up because, of course, like, I know how definitely, like, difficult it is, like, keep doing this after, like, many failures, many no's, many, like, rejected demos in an email, like, waking up and see, like, all the time, like, no. So, like, I understand when people quit, because it's definitely, like, I think you need to be a little bit crazy to not do it, because it's really difficult, so I'll just try to keep them grinding, and just usually just tell them things that I wish somebody told me when I started. So that's why I just do it. Like, I just do like little sketch on Instagram reels and post, like, of course, trying to always make a little bit of comedy. So it will not be so serious because I usually am not that serious person. So that's why what I do is just trying to tell people why I wish they would somebody told me at the beginning of this journey.
That's really cool. That's awesome, actually. I just wanted some, you know, clarification on it. But honestly, that's really cool, making shorts and TikToks and such. That's awesome. And I'm glad you're using it in a positive way. I know some people use it as, you know, a money reasons. But I love that you do yours, you know, to help people. That's really great. Major props on it, and you using the platform the way it should be, in a positive way and uplifting others.
Yeah, I try, because I mean at the end it's like we're all on this and same together, so
100%, 100%. And speaking about earlier and about the future, I wanted to ask about long term. So would this music career that you have, would this really be long term, or are you planning on doing anything in addition to your music career later on?
I will definitely, no, music, I think it will be like my long term. Of course, at some point I would like to also like do probably like some gigs and play as a DJ, or maybe like some live, more like more instruments, even if it's EDM. But I will main focus on music, since that's what I really like. I love being a DJ, also like playing gigs or like playing on make my radio show also or something like this, but usually what I enjoy more is make music, so I wish I could stay in the studio the whole time. So yeah, I think in the long term I'll just try to focus more in like music and also probably like some media channel or something for like making music videos or lyrics videos, something like that. I also really enjoy doing it and record and edit
a music video. Now I'm going to be off the bat. You don't have an option. You must do a music video. I mean, if I saw you in a music video, I was like, I would freak out, to be honest. I would freak out if I saw you in one. And I would be like a happy freak, because I was like, oh my god, I interviewed him and he's doing a video. Aw. And I would be like, wow, I am proud of him. Look at that. He's actually doing
it. Thanks. I mean, you can watch one. It's in the Blanco y Negro channel. The Blanco y Negro is the biggest record label in Spain, like indie record label in Spain. So if you search for my name and just put older, you will see. Oh, you have to put like official video, of course, and you can see the
that's
video.
On my to-do list. Thanks, that's on my to-do list. That is on my to-do list. That is on my to-do list. But and earlier, I wanted to touch a little bit on the producer side, because you did mention about the whole process of, you know, being one. How do you balance being a producer plus your personal life? And what would you, and what tips would you give to other fellow producers, you know, alongside you?
That's a difficult question, because, well, we're like music producers are famous for not sleep, but sleep is one of the best things in the world. So it's just find any time you got, and instead of, I don't know, going party or like, of just not saying like don't go party, but like if you don't really have to or want to, just stay in the studio, make music. Like, you don't really need to spend like 4 hours in the studio every night. You don't have to spend to like 4 a.m. Like, if you spend 1 hour, 2 hours, good enough. And if you just pay 5 minutes, good. Like, because inspiration is not something that you control, and you can just come sit and it will work. It's something that just comes. So just see it, and whenever you feel it, make it, and it will just come great things. So at least one a day, probably just sit in the studio and try to do something, so you don't lose the technique.
I see. And yeah, I've heard a lot about sleep, actually. Like, some producers, they don't, or they sleep a few hours. But I do appreciate your honest answer. You know, the reason why...
Being there, like, sleeping 2 hours, but at some, like, I'm not old, but I can feel my body telling me, like, I can't do that anymore.
I feel that for sure, I feel that. Now, speaking of sleep, how long do you actually sleep every day or regularly? How long do you sleep?
Well, the sleeping has been a problem because, but from like other health problems and situations in my life besides making music. So I could say right now I'm a good 5 hours, 5-4 hours. I would say that it's a good night's sleep.
That's really.
Of course, I'm always trying to keep it like try to reach 8 will be a dream. But I'm
working. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. Getting 8 hours when you're an adult is like getting, it's like getting sex or like getting, like, a really nice drink, like, any day. Like, don't, like, getting 8 hours is, like, a magical thing that happens, you know? Like, most people can barely get 8, to be honest. And I will attest to that because getting 8 hours is harder than it looks. So, I can really attest to that. I mean, the only time that I get 8 hours is, like, on a weekend or, like, when I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, no, like, it's difficult, like, my brain always, like, every day just decide that at 6 a.m. it's always good to wake up. I don't even need an alarm, it just happens.
Definitely, definitely. And it's not your wake up that early. To be honest, I do wake up that early, too. And that's because of my other job, I do. So, I definitely feel that, for sure. Definitely. But... That's cool, to be honest. I mean, still getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep is really good. You know, most people get about 3, you know, depending on how hard they work. And, you know, you work really hard and you still get those pretty hours. Like, that's really good.
Yeah, I try, like, because, like, not sleeping in some point, it will just ruin your focus in mind. Like, so it's always like, in some point, if you just start, don't push it, just go to sleep.
Very bad response.
Also, one thing I hear is, like, in, of course, talking like music, music-wise, like, unless it's something that just comes to mind, you can record it and save it, and you come back tomorrow and nothing will happen. Like, the idea is safe, so you can go to sleep, you don't have to stay there and try to make something, but so for 8 hours, 6 hours, 5 hours that you sleep, nothing will change. So you cannot even feel guilty if you go to sleep.
Nah, all right. But yeah, I totally get where your point of view is. And I did want to ask too, because your profile said Blanco y Negro, TBD, Reload Music. So, are those record labels that you're a part of? Because that's a really important thing that I want to ask. You know, are you a part of any record labels, or are those just, you know, organizations? Or, like, what is that?
No, those are like the record labels where I recently released songs. So, like. And, for example, Blanco y Negro, TBD, and Reload Music, it's mainly where I release music right now. It's like most of my records are released on those labels. And I have like one song with No Face Records and one song with G Mafias. But, yeah, those are the record labels where I sign some songs.
Well, congrats. Being signed to a label is a huge, huge deal. That's really incredible. So, to add about that record label, you know, how is it, you know, being with the label? What is your experience, you know, being with the label? And what would you tell people to be prepared for when they're signing to being labels or, you know, being one?
Well, since I'm not, like, exclusive with one record label, it's good because... I can jump around labels, and if depends of the type of song I'm making, I can just send it to one or other. But one thing I definitely say, or I will say to someone who just started to make music and probably will be get signed for the first time, is they will not be millionaires or rich after one song sign. So, like, those expectation of people, they're like, okay, I'm gonna sign my first song, and after that, everything just gonna go uphill. It would not happen like that. It's of course a great opportunity. It's a great way to start, but and of course for you, it makes you feel great that you're really advancing in this journey. But it's it's not just that. There's more people, like more things involved. And also one thing that I will say is, like, read the contracts. And understand them, because those are quite difficult sometimes.
100%. I need you guys to rewatch that last. Read the contracts. That is probably, I would say, the top three rules whenever you're on a record label. You have to read the contract and really understand, you know, what you're getting yourself into. So that is 100% a very valid response. And that y'all really need to, you know, stick them to your brains and really clutch on the concept. Clutch it! Anyway.
Correct, yeah. And also, like, if something I would recommend is, before signing a song with a record label, search if the record label supports your song or not. Otherwise, don't sign it there, because what's the point of signing a record with a record label that will not support after? So it's not good. Like, sometimes you just try to get in some labels just because of the fame or something, but probably, let's say you get signed there, but then the song comes out and they don't even post a story, or they don't even, like, I don't know, like, make up anything. But instead, sometimes there's like a few small record labels that they will post like thousands of stories, and they will promote your song everywhere, because that's where you should go, like, always where you feel supported and that you really work with them.
Definitely. Straight facts. And thank you so much for all that incredible advice. You've helped a lot of people today by saying all this, so thank you.
Thanks. Doing my best.
You're nailing a hook, line, and sinker. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention I love puns too. So
get it. Thanks.
Hook. But anyway, sorry, gotta get to my serious mode. I just wanted to say a huge thank you for taking the time out of your, you know, day or night, because I don't know, I'm way beyond time zones.
Night.
Well, night.
Help us 12.
Thanks for joining me tonight. Thank you so much. I really have enjoyed speaking with you, and you know, I am so excited for all your future endeavors, and I am so proud. And you know, you've definitely earned a follower here. So thank you so much for taking the time out to do this, and I really do appreciate it.
No, thank you for coming. It was really fun.
I think you really deserve more exposure. You are definitely, you know, a really incredible artist, and you know, you definitely deserve more exposure and more attention. So, you know, I'm very lucky to have met you and to get to know you, and I can't wait to for more, you know, opportunities like this, and you know, working together again. So, thank you so much. Did you have any last things you wanted to say to the audience? You know.
No, just like, thank you for having me. Thank you. If you're like listening to my voice the whole time, thank you for supporting, and thank you for keep listening, because I know probably sometimes I can sound really quiet and slow. So, just thanks. Thanks for having me. It was really fun. Really enjoyed it.
I'm really glad you enjoyed it, and I'll definitely want to do this again very, very soon. So definitely. So thank you all so much for watching. Make sure you guys check out the remix with Jackal and Danny Time, now out on all platforms, the Rivera remix. And also make sure to check out Ola Ola, which is now out on all platforms. Thank you all so much for watching, and I hope you all enjoy the rest of your day/night. And, you know, I hope you all enjoy the rest of the season. And summer is coming, so I suggest you guys start your summer bucket list and budget right now. So I'm starting mine, and y'all should do the same, because it's gonna get pricey in the summer. So anyway, I'll catch you all later, and thank you all so much for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.